Hello and welcome to this episode of the AF Mentors podcast. Today's episode is going to be all about community and support and how underrated it is. Now, usually it's underrated kind of because it's not that tangible, and I'm going to look at this from two perspectives. I might only get through one today and I'll do the other maybe another day. But the first is like the community and support for you and your business and why that's such a big competitive advantage. And the second is the support and community that you can build for your clients. Now, you'll kind of notice that there's crossovers here. Anyway, one of the reasons I'm talking about this week is twofold. There are two primary reasons. One, we just created an AFM WhatsApp group, and the support in that is absolutely incredible. And two, I've been reading a book by Adam Grant called Hidden Potential. And there've been a few incredible like kind of click moments in that book. I would definitely recommend it. There is one chapter in particular that spoke about the impact of coaching and support. And I was just like nodding along, listening to it the whole time. And it made me so, so proud of what we created on AFM, even though I don't think I fully knew the reason behind all of it, but it's more incredible than I could have ever imagined. Anyway, I genuinely haven't seen or heard of anything that comes close in the fitness industry to the support that you get on AFM. And it is such a competitive advantage to be surrounded by, because the AFM coaches support each other, reassure each other, confide in each other, inspire each other. And I hadn't quite realized the impact of the fact that they coach each other as well, or mentor each other, whatever you want to say, kind of advise each other, until I was reading this book. And he points out, and gives quite a lot of examples as well, of how coaching other people builds your own confidence, right? So this quote probably kind of distills it. And it says, teaching others can build our competence, but it's coaching others that builds our confidence. When we encourage others to overcome obstacles, it can help us find our own motivation. And then he talks through quite a lot of examples, one of which is that when students teach each other, they get better grades. I can't remember most of the other examples, something about armies and something. Anyway, wow, that was compelling for everyone. The point is, I guess one of the examples is like, do you ever find it easier to give advice to a friend, but it's hard to take on yourself, right? Most of you could probably tell somebody else in your position how to grow their business, but you struggle yourself because you come up with excuses or insecurities or reasons not to take action, or you second guess yourself, and you know all of your own flaws. You don't see yourself the way other people see you. Whereas when you coach others, it gives you the confidence that you have something useful and important to share, that you are valued, and it also makes you level up because you have to take your own advice too. And sometimes when you give a pep talk to somebody else, it also kind of acts as a pep talk to yourself, right? It forces you to level up. It forces you to be in that position of leadership. The other benefit of having undoubtedly the most supportive community in the fitness industry is it's easier to take risks. It's easier to take risks and also risks when you feel supported, and you cannot build a business without taking risks. These might seem like small risks, right? Like posting your first reel or starting a podcast or putting yourself out there, but you are far more likely to take action if you feel supported. Like if you feel supported to post your first reel and you get a boost from everyone on AFM backing you, understanding why you're worried, but then liking it, commenting on it, giving you some love, versus feeling alone and kind of like scared and worried, and it's somewhat like anticlimactic. And to be honest, people just don't do it, right? And as a side note to this, you might think, oh, well, having a bunch of other coaches like your posts and stuff is pointless because they're not clients. Wrong. It will actually still boost your algorithm, right? Instagram's stupid, like play the game. Like you'll see that we all support each other massively on Instagram. If Instagram sees that a post is being interacted with, it assumes it's a good post and it will share it to more people. Basically, it thinks, well, if your followers like it, other people might like it too. And the opposite happens if your following don't engage in a post. Instagram's like, well, if not even people that have chosen to follow you like this or interact with it or think it's useful, then why would we share it with more people? Anyway, back to my point. You're much more likely to take action when you feel supported. and you are 100% more likely to be successful when you take action. So really, support is the difference between taking action and not, and that is the difference between success and failure. And the support here is so unconditional, and it's not always like buzzing for when things go well. I think it's really important to be real. And business is hard. You question yourself. You'll have failed launches. You'll think about getting a normie job. You'll doubt whether you can make things work. And it's far easier to keep going and then to ultimately be successful if you feel supported. And it feels amazing to have a team of people backing you. So if you are thinking, oh, I probably need that, I probably need to take more action, I probably need some support, I probably need some direction and accountability, head over to afmentors.com, fill in the application form and book in a call to have a chat, and let's see if you're a good fit. Because being self-employed or running your own business can be lonely, but it doesn't have to be.